We're here at syndicatednews.net. We're going to spend the evening with Yoko Mimata, her producer, Willie Ruiz, and Kazuko Nagao, her publicist and manager. Welcome to syndicatednews.net.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me here.
Yoko?
Yes.
Yoko's here and everybody's here, yeah? Kazuko Nagao, Yoko Mimata, and Willie Ruiz.
Yes.
Willie, I was very impressed with your background in music, that you arm yourself with musical degrees. I was very impressed with that because so many people go into music and they're not prepared with the basics and the fundamentals.
Like me.
Well, but you have him. He's done it, and he's got the fundamentals in place, so he can teach you very well.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to pay like he had to pay. Education is expensive.
Education is very expensive.
Actually, Willie does a really good job as a manager. He gets good exposure for me. And also, Kazuko is my manager, and she's also a publicist. So Willie and Kazu is basically my manager.
Yoko Mimata?
Yes.
What a lovely voice. She says, yes. You speak Spanish so well. You're armed with a university degree. You speak English and, of course, you're Japanese.
Thank you for having us tonight.
Listen, now, Willie, you are the producer.
Yes.
How long have you been producing her material?
We already have, the album has been out already by a year and a half, going on two.
Now, one of the wonderful things that I found when I was reading your bio, Willie, was that you had gone to school and achieved your academic preparation, your bachelor's and then your master's in music. And I thought, what a great way to be able to teach someone anything by being fully prepared, which I think would make you an excellent teacher because you know the fundamentals of music and music theory, instruction and preparation. I find that so important. And I see kids that have a bit of a voice and they go off to do a performance, which is why, by the way, I noticed through the years, the last 20 years, I watch, you don't see them again. They'll do
right.
one or two.
Yeah.
So I love that you went and have all this preparation so that when you're training, Yoko, are you training anyone else?
Yeah, I have a couple other students that are starting to come to me. And for some odd reason, I get usually a lot of female vocalists that usually come down my way.
Yeah.
And it's a reason, because I'm the only male that takes them serious. It's very hard for women to seek professional instructor or professional producer because there's a stereotype. Women come in, all the producer cares about, what can you do for me? I think that's very biased and very disrespectful. So a lot of women out in the market do not get well respected, especially if you come in and you're beautiful. It's hard. And I take my music very serious. And it's a profession. It's what I do. And if I see anyone, it doesn't have to be a female, it could be a male. If I see anyone who has potential and has talent, they come to me to help them out, I'm going to give them that hand, especially if they're serious about it and they're not here to waste time, then definitely we're going to work. We're going to work, and I'll take anybody who's interested to making it in music. I will do my best to bring them to the next level. So that's usually my goal, because believe it or not, I do get satisfaction out of it, because when they do well and they succeed, then there's no one more prouder than me to see them out there doing their thing.
And I'm sure it had to be much easier to work with Yoko, considering she's accomplished her university work in Japan, but she has good training. So all you have
yes.
to do is train her, but you have to just train her in music.
Yeah, well, I went working with Yoko, I have to tell you, because I have cases where I lose my hair working with people,
mm-hmm.
or I age
mm-hmm.
sometimes when I work with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
But Yoko was such a pleasure to work with. I got a kick out of working with her, because sometimes when she does, because at the same time, you know, I get the luxury to see this artist before my eyes that's about to embellish incredibly. I get first dibs on first performance, because when she's singing in my studio, I'm actually watching her like I'm a person on the front row seat of an orchestra seat, watching her in concert, because at the same time I'm watching her posture. I'm constantly looking at her posture, her movement of her mouth to make sure her syllables are being well-centered. I see how she's doing. But I tell you, when she finally went to do her thing in the studio and sing, there were times I was like having a ball, because she was executing. yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that's great, you know. And so I was being entertained at the same time as I was punching buttons here and there because I was the one recording her. And I tell you, what was coming out of her mouth during the recording, most of it was done in one take. She was well prepared. I was so amazed and so proud to have her and at the same time watch her perform in front of my eyes.
And Yoko,
yes.
You like to sing salsa in New York City where salsa was originally born? What's mm-hmm. the reason behind that?
Well, I always like authentic thing in the food and everything, and that was my authenticity. That's how I say it?
Yes.
Yeah. I love Puerto Rican salsa also. I love Colombian salsa also, but my love is New York salsa. It has to be New York. If I want to learn salsa, it has to be New York. And I came to New York, and it's just so amazing thing. Like, I am really singing salsa in New York and in front of those New York salseros, and such an honorable thing. But I have to tell you that if I wasn't in New York, I wouldn't work so hard to do this because no one requires me to be good if I was singing in Japan because they're not gonna know what I'm singing, what I'm saying. But here, they will know. Ruthie, I have to tell you, when I started singing in early days, right after I started singing in New York,
yes,
in Chino Nunes and Friends,
mm-hmm.
I had a moment. I felt really weak on the stage. Immediately, people know that. And I had experience that people didn't like that. And since that time, that was a blessing to me. I felt that people paying attention to what I'm doing. And that's what I wanted from me coming to New York. I finally got it. And then I keep continuing singing to New York salseros. And then I'm playing with my idols, those people who I used to watch in the videos in Japan. And those are the musicians that I'm working with right now. It's such a great thing. Every time I think about this during the day, my tears start falling because it's really incredible.
It's very sentimental.
It is very sentimental because I really had a hard time in New York. Like, living in New York is really hard. Everything is expensive. Winter is so cold. But if I didn't have this dream, I didn't think I could stay in New York so long. It's a great city, and I love New York, but it's also really hard, a hard place to live, too.
Allender and Allender, attorneys at law. If you have issues with probate, elder law, estate planning, guardianships, or real estate, or anything having to do with your family, Family Matters at Allender and Allender. You can reach our offices at 877-214-4024 and on the internet www.allenderlaw.com. That's allenderlaw.com. That's Allender and Allender. So of all these difficulties that you faced in the music industry, what was the worst thing, the most difficult?
Most difficult thing is really promoting myself. It's still, I'm working so hard. Me and Kazuko and Willie, we released my album in the fall, so my promotion was in the winter time. In New York, Kazuko was standing outside of the record store when we went to the CD signing and calling the people into the store. And we did that so many times. I don't think a lot of people do that, but that was a really tough thing. But everything, even the hard thing, I know it's going to be a good thing for me. So I don't really have a bad memory.
That's wonderful.
When I was singing stage, I had a really tough time, but it paid off. If I didn't have that moment, I wouldn't realize that point. Everything just turned positive. So I cannot really tell you what was the worst thing or what was the hardest part.
And looking at yourself, looking at your role as a Japanese woman, as well as a mm-hmm. female salsa singer,
mm-hmm.
how do you interpret that role?
I don't really focus on that I'm Japanese. I said La Japonesa Salsera on my album title because I just wanted to let them know that I'm Japanese. But in the real life, I focus more on that fact that I'm a female because really a hard thing for the female artist to thrive and survive in this industry. After Celia Cruz. Nobody is treated like her, and then nobody came out. As there are a lot of great artists, but it's for them also, I think it's really a hard thing to keep growing as female artists and a salsa artist, because it's a really tough music to sing and a really tough industry to survive. But I want to survive as a female salsa singer in the salsa industry. That's what I'm more focused on. But being a Japanese, I may get attention of people who's not a salsa listener. As a cultural mix, like we talk, I think people who doesn't listen to salsa might be interested in stop and maybe listen to this Japanese salsa singer, because it's maybe strange. Maybe I will be able to gain the population of the lovers of this music. I think that's what I have to do, being a Japanese and female.
And you're going to have to probably go the route of all musicians that are beginning to grow their career, wind up on Sesame Street and all that other stuff. It works. Publicity is publicity.
Celia did Sesame Street,
yes,
I think.
And I'll share a tidbit about Celia Cruz.
And Selena did Sesame
Street. I'll tell you something that I remember when I was a kid about Celia Cruz. My mother was living in New York City, and she remembers that Rita Moreno lived down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
She remembered
Whoa.
That. Yeah, and she told me that. Her mother would take her to this studio to practice every day, and then they would come back in the evening. And Celia Cruz, in those days, in that era, went to perform someplace, and all of the singers were taken to the hotel. Mm-hmm. Celia Cruz, we know her as a Latin singing icon, but mm-hmm. we didn't recognize all the time, the mm-hmm. Hispanics didn't recognize it. To the Anglo, she was a black singer, and she wasn't allowed to stay in that particular hotel. She had to go and stay in the black hotel because she was considered black to them.
Oh, my God.
And Willie, I'm sure you'll back up what I'm saying. She had to stay in the black hotels during that era.
Mm-hmm. That's how it was back in those days. Very, very separated world back in those days.
Yoko, when you got to know about Celia Cruz and see the way she was treated like the queen of salsa,
mm-hmm.
but when she first began singing, she was considered a black singer and she wasn't allowed to stay in certain hotels. She could perform at those hotels, but she wasn't allowed to sleep there.
Wow.
And she wasn't allowed to use the pool.
Can you imagine?
What was it? Dandridge was her name. She experienced that as well. And Eartha Kitt, lots of these singers did very...
Billie Holiday, I think she always had to go in the back door of everywhere. Being that famous and popular jazz singer. And when she was dying, I heard that she was left on the hallway in the hospital.
Yes, those things happen. So you got to hear Celia Cruz and see all her fame at the tail end of her life. But when she began, she wasn't treated like a queen, believe me.
Wow.
Yeah,
I read Celia's bio.
Yes.
And it's very, very interesting because she was the singer all her life. But it took her a long time until she met Johnny Pacheco, and then she became that big. Like Sonora Matancera, and she talks about when she started working with Tito Puente, she actually said with her own word, none of them became hit. Can you believe she was working with Tito Puente and no hit? And she told the label that she wanted to go back to the Sonora Matancera. And then it's just amazing. I only know Celia as a queen, with the big hair and a big dress and a very gorgeous Celia Cruz. That's all I know. But when I read her bio, she went through a lot, and not only a lot, for a long time.
Celia Cruz, as a product, she mm-hmm. wasn't the Anglo ideal of beauty.
So it's hard to say, but then I know what you mean.
Yes, but Willie would say something. Am I talking out of my hat?
No, you're absolutely correct, because her beauty was in her voice and her character.
And that doesn't sell well to the Anglo market. It just doesn't.
If you look at the TV, all you see is a tall, beautiful woman in the dress, even to this day.
Absolutely. Is that a child crying in the background or a cat meowing? What is that?
Oh, no. My cat is sleeping right now, but I think I have my windows open.
Oh.
She's still playing at this time, 11 o'clock.
It's New York City.
It's a very nice, today is very nice. That's why maybe they're enjoying end of the summer.
The weather, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. Oh, you have good weather all the time.
But... yes, we do. Willie, tell me.
One of the things I wanted to add to recap that last conversation is that in this business, like other artists, compare one artist to another, is paying some serious dues. Everybody has a level of paying dues to gain their accomplishments and achievements. And the thing is, Celia Cruz went through a whole lot, but that tells you that she has baggage and baggage of paid dues that got her where she finally tried. And Yoko has another set of goals, and by trials and tribulations as well, she's going to be paying her dues. And the only difference is that Yoko is doing it at a very, very difficult time when the economy is not so good and people today are not really supporting music like they used to back in the days. With all the technology, as you know, there's a lot of room for piracy. So people don't buy CDs because they can always download music for free or get it elsewhere from other people and burn the CD. And so we're dealing with very difficult times for all music industries that are out there and artists as well.
Well, I don't like to even promote an artist unless I'm using their own music to promote them with.
Exactly. Right. But exactly. And that's the way it should be.
And people don't realize, not only because it sounds so much better and it's crisp and clear and it's legal, but when the radio broadcast that we make, even on Blog Talk Radio, it can be used all over the world if the music is legal and it's authorized.
Mm-hmm.
I was helping promote this record on television websites that were created by Kick Applications. I had the CEO of Kick Applications interview with me here on this very radio station. And they encouraged us to use the programs. But boy, oh boy, when I used that lovely picture of the CD cover, all the website stations started rejecting it and rejecting it and rejecting it. And I kept saying, I'm authorized to use it. I had to go to Kazuko to get the authorization to use it, and now I have to start all over again. And
Excellent.
Yoko, me mata, because
I can't do Skype.
Yes, she Skyped right in here. Her musical director's here, her producer, her publicist, and she's here. And
well, if we didn't have internet, I wouldn't be able to release my album and then promote.
Isn't it great? Isn't the internet wonderful?
Como algo poderoso.
Yoko, have you sung with Pacheco? I hear you sang with him twice. Is that right, or is that just rumor?
Twice in the official concert. One was Pacheco's 73rd birthday concert at Manhattan Town Hall.
Yes.
And the second time was Funny All-Stars reunion at the United Palace Theater in the uptown Manhattan. And then I sang Cucala with him.
I saw that, Cucala. I saw you singing with him, yes. Wonderful.
Yes. Then before that, before I sing, he always, like you said, Pacheco's really funny. He called me the day before the concert, and he said, I want to speak Japanese, and I want to do a skit with you. And so I wrote a little skit, but he told me what to say in Spanish,
uh-huh.
and I translated. So we did a little comedy, but I was so scared if people were going to laugh.
How did it go? How did it work? Did it work out?
It was excellent. People loved it.
Beautiful.
I don't think it's on the video.
Yeah, the skit is not on the video, but you singing with him is.
Yes, it is on the video. And I think in the town hall, I did Sopa en Botella. So you can see two songs. And I think you can find three videos of me singing with Pacheco Cucala. One was the day I finally met him personally. I was introduced to him, and he invited me to sit in with the band. That was our very first session, me and Pacheco, at Westgate Nightclub in Yonkers. And that is also my favorite YouTube of my videos. So I think I want to see it.
Okay, we'll go get it and we'll have it on our front page. Right now we're carrying
I love it.
Right now we're carrying an interview of you speaking in Japanese, another interview of you speaking Spanish, and then we have you performing one of your singles from the CD.
Okay, yeah. So but then this Pacheco's video, I love it because he introduced me as a new artist coming up right now, and then it's actually, I'm singing the Cucala in the male key, not the Celia's key, it's a lower. So he didn't want me to sing because he didn't have the female key chart, but I pushed myself in. So I did it. But he loved it. You can see how much he's enjoying my performance on the stage. That was like a first time introducing myself to him on the stage. And then here and there is like a very, you know, rough part also. But at the end, he gives me a compliment. That's my treasure of my life.
That's lovely. That's a beautiful memory for you.
It is. It is.
Now my next question, of course. Who do you think it's for? Kazuko.
Hi, Ruthie.
I know you're back there somewhere.
Yes, I am. I'm here. But probably she shouldn't come in the front. Or the artist should be doing talking.
I ask questions about the publicist because that matters. Yoko Mimata cannot keep going forward without an engine, and you are the engine. Willy Ruiz is the fuel, but you're the engine. So, are you also promoting? Because I know that you have a publicity agency.
Yes, we do. I do have my own company.
What's the name of it? What's the name of it? Tell us.
The name of the company is called Notions United.
Notions United, and it's at Notions www.notionsunited.com. And if an other artist needs promotion, they can come to that company, and you can move them along and promote them.
Yes. Absolutely. Right now, of course, the salsa singer, we exclusively promoting Yoko.
Uh-huh.
And then what I really learned about being a publicist in the promotion, you have to be very, very passionate about your product. Otherwise, you won't be able to promote.
I agree. It's easy to promote what you love.
Exactly. So no matter what we represent so many different things. We represent restaurants, we represent products, we represent artists. But I learned with my business partner that we definitely should be very selective for what we would like to represent.
Represent the best in every case, only the best.
Yes, and also what we believe in.
And I have, yes, go ahead.
Because we're going to be talking on behalf of them, we are selling Yoko, we are selling sometimes the product. we are telling people this is a good, great product, so you should buy it. So in order for me to do it, I really have to believe in our product.
This is absolutely correct, because I have sometimes had to interview people who promote a type of music or a philosophy that I don't believe in. And I actually go and find other people to interview them, because since I don't believe it, I won't be convincing on the air. I can't convince someone to like something that I don't like myself.
Exactly.
So we're going to make it a point to state, Willie Cruz, as a producer, what is your website address in case other artists need your tutelage, they need your instruction? What is your website?
Go to willieruiz.com. But right now I'm having problems with my website because it's still under construction and I haven't had time to work on it.
What about Grand Slam Productions? Who's that?
It's associated with the same website. I changed to willieruiz.com. So I have also a MySpace page that has a lot of the music.
Give us the address of the MySpace. MySpace.com.
/ Willie Ruiz.
MySpace.com/ Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E-R-U-I-Z.
Exactly. They can get to that page, and my contact information is there, too. If they go also to WillieRuiz.com, all my information is there as well. And, of course, anybody can find me on Facebook. You do a search, and then my contact information and email information all on my Facebook page as well.
And there's Averiguadas, ese ritmo original, Permíteme Soñar.
Permíteme Soñar, yeah.
I check everything.
Yes, I know. Computer science, I know. You're on top of your game.
Technology. I teach people how to use software applications. What I used to teach was teenagers how to use software applications. I got them off the couch to jobs. So there's Willie Ruiz in the studio. I see him at the console.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, I have to ask, since you now have your bachelor's and your master's in music, are you accepting interns to come and work a couple of weeks in your studio? Of course, for free as interns. Are you accepting that?
I work out of different studios. If I would accept an intern, I would have to do it maybe one at a time.
Of course,
you know?
One at a time. I only have one at a time that I'm offering you. I have my intern.
Yes.
I'm going to send him to you, my music editor. His name is Andre Vieira, and he is in love with the studio and the console, and I want him to experience it from a master like you.
Oh, thank you very much.
So I want to send him like 3 or 4 weeks, take him to the studio every day so that he can get a flavor. There's nothing like getting your hands and being in the studio and hearing the music. And because that's, you know, when you're young and you know what you love already, he knows he loves mastering music. And this kid actually created a little studio in his house with sheets. Can you imagine that? Allender and Allender, attorneys at law. If you have issues with probate, elder law, estate planning, guardianships, or real estate, or anything having to do with your family, Family Matters at Allender and Allender. You can reach our offices at 877-214-4024 and on the internet www.allenderlaw.com. That's allenderlaw.com. That's Allender and Allender.
Yes, with the technology today, there's so much you could do.
And he has it in his blood. He is actually, I was wondering, Willie, do you remember a guy by the name of Landy Nova?
Landy Nova?
Mm-hmm.
He sounds familiar.
It's very interesting. He did very similar music. And when I show you the album, maybe you remember it, because I don't. De Ahora Pa'lante, do you remember that? He's actually his grandson.
Oh, really?
Yes. So he's got it in his bloodstream already. Yeah, that's his grandson. He possibly might look in directions that are negative, that are not good for him. I want him to be with a master and get a taste of music in the studio and get a taste of working for free, because there's nothing like working for free to learn a craft. The internship is everything. It changes the way you think, and then you think, I'm working so hard for free. I could do this for money. And that is what fuels them on. One day in the future, I'm going to have to go through 3 secretaries to talk to Yoko Mimata on the phone. You watch. You'll see. It'll happen. It'll happen because she'll be so big. We won't be able to. Well, let's see. We can schedule you for November of 2015. Would that be acceptable? You'll see. It'll happen. It'll happen.
Well, if you say so, it will happen.
Well, don't say all of that, but I know that Kazuko will be another one. She'll be running the Japanese American music industry promotion, something like that. And she'll be the same. You'll see. It'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Kazuko is great. She's going to be a guru.
Yes, and Willie will probably own Sony by then, be managing.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Yes. Are there any questions that you have for me? Any questions at all?
The only question I have for you is that I wish that you could come next Saturday to the New York City Salsa Congress and watch Yoko live with the band that I have ready set up for her. It's going to be an incredible performance.
No, what you will do is you will video it and then have it on YouTube so that the world can see it, and then I can play it on my front page again and again and again, and you'll send me the MP3s so that I can promote you. Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's a beautiful thing, but it would be such an honor if you were there in person.
I would love it, but I'm not going to come all the way to New York City for this. No.
So maybe we should go to Florida.
That's what you should do. You should come to Florida. You need to come to Orlando.
That's where you're located, in Orlando?
No. I'm located about 40 minutes away, but Orlando's the closest, the largest venue, and it's hot. And if you go to Miami, then you leave all of Central Florida. People forget that it's a tip. When you go to Miami, that's the tip of Florida.
Yeah.
You need to come to Orlando. It's the heart of Florida. It's the heart. Okay. It's corazón. That's where you need to go.
Disney's there.
Everything is here. You have to come to Orlando to perform.
No, seriously, because I really want to go, because even though YouTube is great, live performance has to be live.
Y no te preocupes, Yoko. Cuando vengas a Florida, a Orlando, no te tienes que molestar con hotel. Te puedes quedar aquí conmigo en mi casa.
Oh, de verdad.
¿Sabes lo que yo hago? I have several hobbies. Now we're speaking Spanglish, English and Spanish. Una cosa que yo hago, claro, es la tecnología, que me encanta. Pero otra cosa que me encanta es yo cocino y yo horneo pan.
¿Pan?
Yes.
¿De verdad? ¿Qué clase de pan?
Pan italiano y pan latino, pan de agua.
¡Wow! ¿Usted hace pan de yuca?
También, pero no me gusta mucho.
No es como de pan de verdad.
No, it's not real, I don't think. It's a variety. It's an aberration of bread. It's not real bread. Anyway, what I said to Yoko was that I bake bread. Yes, I do. And I will send you the link to the food that I prepare. It's on the internet.
Really?
I photograph it before I serve it, and then I put it online.
So now you're talking food. My flan is really good.
Vas
so
a venir aquí y vas a hacer el flan en mi casa.
You have to try my flan. No, I think it's going to happen because there will be the day that I have to go to Florida.
Claro.
I will be invited to go to Florida, so it's going to happen.
Qué bien. Y nadie te va a molestar. Nadie va a saber que estás aquí tampoco. No, para que no venga gente molestándote.
Oh, qué bueno. Yo voy con mi laptop. Sí, porque yo sé que hay una comunidad muy grande latina en Orlando. Hay muchos puertorriqueños, cubanos.
De todo.
Viven ahí y hay muchos festivales.
Sí.
En Orlando. Yo un día de esto, yo voy.
When was the last time you performed in Florida anyway, Yoko?
I've never been there.
Well, it's time.
Yeah.
Ya es hora.
So we'll get that to you as soon as possible.
Because I'm editing tonight. I can't do anything, you know, I don't leave anything for tomorrow that I could do right now.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just going to make my clothes right now because I have to record it. So, Yoko, we say thank you so much for appearing here with us on syndicatednews.net. And we thank Kazuko Nagao, her publicist, and absolutely Willie Ruiz with the double R's. We thank the three of you for spending the evening with me here at syndicatednews.net. Good night, and that's a wrap. Now say good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Ruthie.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah.